Welcome to the Popcorn Talk Network, for the online broadcast network that features movie discussion, news, and interviews. Press one.
Popcorn Talk. We talk movies.
From the Popcorn Talk Network, the online broadcast network for movie talk, this is Disney Movie News, bringing you the most up-to-date discussion and commentary in Disney content.
Nerds. Whoa, there's my sound. Just snapped back my own ear. What's up, Disney nerds? Welcome to Disney Movie News here on Popcorn Talk Network. Sorry, I got a little tongue-tied there. You can follow Popcorn Talk on Twitter at The Popcorn Talk and on YouTube at Popcorn Talk Network. I can't. Ooh. I'm out. I'm out today.
Yeah. That's really strike three. Out. Go.
Three
go.
Strikes and you're out.
One thing I can't say is my name. I am your thick eyebrowed host, Leo Camacho. You can follow me on Twitter at Leo Zombie and everywhere else at Mr. Leo Zombie. And to my left are my lovely co-hosts, which I'll allow them to introduce themselves.
My name is Sarah Snitch. You can find me online at Sarah Snitch, or I'm Sarah Snitch on YouTube, or Thingamavlogs on YouTube.
On YouTube.
And I'm Keaton Markey, and you can find me on social media platforms such as Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Keaton Markey.
And a fun fact about Keaton, she's not wearing a Disney shirt today.
Okay, guys, here we go. This is my Disney shirt today.
Is that swap meet? Swap Mickey?
You know what? Yeah. It's my Mickey shirt. You know what?
You have to wear it for the whole show, though.
It's going to stay up there.
If it falls off, you're out.
Leo and I are both repping Pixar.
Because we got some cool Pixar news today.
We got a lot of news.
First of all, we've got a lot of delectable nuggets of Disney news. Today's a fun little week. It's a little fat to chew on. So,
First off, was it our first episode we talked about the Pixar lineup?
Yeah.
But
huge.
Disney just announced all
they
of
said,
its
you wanna play?
Movies.
We'll play. We'll go out
literally
there.
All animated, live action, everything for the next 4 years.
Which is exciting because they've announced 30 different movies for something like that, right?
No, there's
32. Well, no,
because 32.
No, the list says 32, but the first one's not a movie.
Yeah.
So 31. 31 only, guys, for the next 4 years, most of which we're all familiar with, but
yeah,
still.
We can skip over the ones that we know.
Right, but let's see. Are there any notable, exciting movies in there?
Good Dinosaur is next. Then, of course,
Star Wars.
This one I didn't know about, and it's The Finest Hours.
Yeah, that one it stars Chris Pine, doesn't it?
Live action, takes place in 1952.
And they all speak with a Boston accent in that movie.
Boston.
They're getting the cars to go to the stars. And
you're right. Chris Pine, Eric Bana.
I know. Because I pay attention to trailers.
Sorry.
It's not animated. I don't want anything to do with it.
No, trailers keep me from sleeping at night. I just watch them all the time, before I go to sleep.
I'm excited for live action, but I didn't know about that one.
Well, that one's a very dramatic movie. It's a very serious tone. Not as lighthearted as normal.
Zootopia.
Jungle Book.
Mm-hmm. I was very excited for that one. Then we get into the Marvel news.
Yeah, we got some Civil War action.
Civil War. Captain America Civil War.
Are you excited? Okay, that shirt's loud on these mics. You're out.
We're out.
Got her to take it
I gotta
off.
Go.
She failed.
I did fail.
Are you guys excited about Civil War, by the way?
Yeah.
Is that like a thing are you guys into that?
I like Marvel.
I like Marvel. Yeah. I do. I'm more, ever since Disney bought Star Wars, I'm like, good try, Marvel.
Are you kidding me?
But no, I mean, Star Wars. I know. It's a completely different thing, but I just, I'm a little marbled out.
Your
to be honest.
That seems to be a big complaint.
I still love it,
no.
But there's just so much.
That's valid. There was, I think it was J.J. Abrams was talking about, if I'm not mistaken, was talking about the fact that superhero movies are going to go the way of the Western, where they're super hot and every movie is a comic book movie right now and everyone is a blockbuster, but in the next couple of years you're going to see that trend sort of start to die out a little bit, which, I mean, I hope not.
We've had them since, like,
well, yes, that's fair. That's fair. But they haven't been good since like the last 5 years.
Spider-Man's were really good too.
All right. Well,
the
when
first
was that?
Two Spider-Mans.
When was that?
Yeah, not their third one.
No, actually, Spider-Man 2 is a fun movie. It's just not a great movie, but Spider-Man 2 is an okay. And the second X-Men movie is awesome.
I thought the first X-Men movie was great.
Well, I mean, we all have our opinions, and some of them are wrong. It's fine. But I just want to say the Wolverine introduction scene is one of my favorite superheroes.
I don't think I really started paying attention until Iron Man 1.
Yeah. Well, that was probably the quintessential lighthearted comic movie, and then Nolan had the dark one. So, you know, it set the tone
for
the
Marvel
films.
But that was a
long
time ago, Iron Man 1.
When was that? What year was that?
Let's find out.
Years ago.
Yeah. But it can't be more than 10 years.
Iron Man 1.
2008.
See, it's not that long ago, guys. I said 5 years or seven years.
Like 8 years ago, eight almost.
Years ago. Almost
oh, yeah, it's
years.
Almost
It's been it's almost
a 2016.
Decade. Anyways, Tony Stark has been graced our screens.
Okay. Well, like, let's be honest. Robert Downey Jr. saved the comic book genre.
I would agree.
But I want to know from the chat. We're going to go through this list, but I want to see some opinions in the chat room. What is your favorite comic book movie? Which comic book movies are you most excited about, particularly in the Marvelverse? But continue with our list of movies that Disney has allowed.
A couple comments. Roger DiLuigi, more excited about Star Wars than Marvel.
Roger!
Yes, Roger!
Hey, Roger! Well, I'm more excited about Star Wars,
too. Also, people are saying Civil War is just Avengers.
It is. It is just
it's an
Avengers
movie.
Yeah, I know.
Age of the Civil War.
That's not like that's not a negative blow or anything like that. It's just hidden underneath a Captain America.
But I do really like
title.
Captain America.
Yeah, he's one
movies.
Of my favorites. Look, I really Captain America and Spider-Man are like my two favorites. So I'm pumped about that. And also, I think I'm going to be cosplaying Ant-Man. What do you guys think of that?
I'm into it. I told you this.
I'm not mad about it.
It's secret.
Thank you. You got to jump on the cosplay train soon.
I'm going to jump on the cosplay.
We're
going to
Disney bound together this weekend.
I'm very excited.
You guys need to follow us on social media so you can
be
keep
jealous.
Up with that. We're going to be Snapchatting. Mm-hmm. We're going to be Instagramming.
Instagrams.
We're going to be tweeting. We're going to be
MySpacing.
Bounding. We're going to be Friendstering. It's going to be amazing.
Friendster. They don't even know what that is. So, this is something that I knew was happening, but I didn't know it was happening so soon.
This is a curveball.
The second Alice in Wonderland live-action movie, Alice Through the Looking Glass, which comes out May of 2016.
Which we got some, aside from just being on this list, we got a little additional news for.
Oh, yeah. We'll get to that.
We'll get to that afterwards.
Did
so
you guys
just a little,
like the first one?
Little taste.
No. You didn't?
No. I thought it was... here's the thing. I didn't get what was going on. I got to, let's digest this for a second. It came out, and Alice is an adult, but she's at a boring party, but she goes to Wonderland, but it
but
seems
she's already
new,
been there.
But she's been there, but it's like they treat the audience like it's your first time there, and it seems like it's weird.
They released a sequel without... Without
setting
the
up,
first one.
Yeah,
it
wasn't like,
a sequel.
Here's part two. What happened to part one? We're like, don't
well,
worry,
now we get
it. We work in prequels. That's how we do things. It didn't make any sense to
me. I remember it being fun, and I really liked like the Jabberwocky and parts of Alice that weren't in the Disney cartoon.
The Jabberwocky was cool.
Oops, sorry.
No, you're good.
But, the Jabberwockies is one of my favorite breakdancing crews, so they're always good when you put them in movies.
I like when they have those masks there.
And they do the...
Yeah.
6 feet off the ground. No?
Sorry.
Okay. So I was like, what are you talking about?
But I mean, I was never a movie I was ever going to see again.
Let me ask you, Johnny Depp's portrayal of the Mad Hatter, over the top or just right?
I thought it was just right.
I think it's fine. Uh-huh. It's nowhere near my favorite Mad Hatter in existence. You
but
don't
it
like it
fine.
At all.
I know, like, no. I thought it was fine, but it had to grow on me. I thought it was a little like, okay, they're trying to make him crazier than Jack Sparrow.
But he was also super endearing, if
he
I
was,
remember.
He was.
You like loved him. But
what I think is so cool about this film is that they're going to kind of explore.
Yeah, it's
Mad
a lot
Hatter
about
the Mad Hatter.
More, which...
Well, that's good. But I thought like the clown makeup was a bit much. Like I didn't understand why the Mad Hatter was a clown all of a sudden. But...
I didn't understand Anne Hathaway.
I didn't understand that movie.
Yeah, no, I agree, but I love Helena.
Don't hate it.
What's going to happen because Helena Bonham Carter's in it again, but they divorce now.
Ooh,
no,
drums.
But he's not. It's not Tim Burton's not directing.
Oh yeah, he's
it.
Not direct. Yeah, you're right. So, I read that wrong. It says Tim Burton isn't returning.
We see what side Disney chose.
Oh my God,
Disney! Who got the kids in that divorce?
But it's weird because like they're obviously going to try to mimic his tone and like his look.
But you can't.
But like, it's not.
You can't copy the TB.
Yeah.
What else we got, Sarah? What else came up on
all
this
right,
list?
All right, so obviously Finding Dory is one we know about, but then this is one that hasn't been talked about a lot, is the BFG, based on Roald Dahl's
What
book,
does that stand for?
The Big Friendly Giant.
Oh, I was going to say the Big Fat Giant. I thought that was Big F and Deal.
No, I thought it was, because in the game Doom, it stands for Big F and Gun.
You guys didn't read the BFG when you were kids?
No. Mm-hmm.
Did you read any Roald Dahl books?
I went to a private school, man.
I did too.
You don't read Roald Dahl?
That's all we read was C.S. Lewis. That's like everything.
Yeah. You didn't read The Witches or Matilda or Charlie and the Chocolate
Factory?
No,
The Witches, that's from the devil.
The witch. Oh my God!
You don't
read
them.
We were Charlie and Chocolate Factory, but not the witches.
The witches.
Wizard of Oz. We had
G. Oh my God!
Count of Monte Cristo.
People in the. I hope people back up in the comments. Roald Dahl is like such an incredible.
I was a big fan of Job.
I like want you guys to read Roald Dahl books like now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They're so magical.
Do you want to have a book club?
Yeah, for Roald Dahl.
Roald Dahl.
Oh my God! So the BFG is about a big friendly giant.
Uh huh. Ho ho ho! Green
giant.
Anyway, it's Sarah's coming out in 2016. And then, of course, Pete's Dragon, which I'm stoked for.
Are you excited for the remake?
Yeah. I mean, we talked about this a little bit.
Yeah.
The 70s version is, like, so weird.
It's super weird. It's wackadoo.
I love it.
It's so cool, though. It's like,
I don't even remember it.
It's like Mary Poppins, but it the dragon is like the penguins, and it's not as good quality. Yeah.
Pete's a slave.
The only thing about those old movies, like, with the live-action kids, is, like, all the bed knobs and broomsticks and Mary Poppins and Pete's, all of them, like, if you look at the kids when they're interacting, they stare off into space. They all have thousand-yard stares when they're interacting with the adults. They're just like...
Look at in this picture.
Yeah, look at even in the picture that we have. It's like, I mean, I get, and this one, he's actually not looking at anything, so that makes sense. Yeah. But even when they're actually engaging with the actors, just there's something about those old movies.
Here's
crazy fun fact. Yeah. Everyone in Mary Poppins has blue eyes.
What?
Ooh. Yeah.
That is a crazy fact.
Yeah, it's really bizarre.
Talk about blue washing.
Guys. I didn't believe it when my friend told me, and then I watched it, and I was like, wow, this is really weird.
You just gave me my new favorite party trivia. Hey, did you guys know?
If people haven't seen Pete's Dragon, they don't really want to watch the whole thing, I recommend just watching the opening song, because it's so weird.
It sets the tone.
It doesn't set the tone.
We should do a watch-along for Pete's Dragon.
Oh my God. It's Pete, like, running away from his family, and they're, like, running around being like, Petey! And they're, like, really creepy, and they're like, we're going to whip him when we find him.
I think we just found our favorite Halloween.
Literally. That's terrifying. They're, like, talking about skinning him.
Oh, what? My God.
Literally. It's so weird.
Dude, no wonder he came
up with
an imaginary
dragon.
They're like,
we can't wait to find him. We want to murder him.
That guy has some severe
mental
blockage.
No wonder why he's running.
Yeah, seriously. He's got some issues.
It's very weird. I'm not even ashamed to, like, say it because it's literally the movie.
What else we got?
Anyway,
there?
Doctor
Let's
Strange.
Let's get out of the crazies.
Did you see the picture that was
Doctor
released
Strange
today?
Doctor Strange with cummerbunds.
Somebody got a picture of, like, the closed set of him in the Doctor
Strange.
No,
I didn't see
costume.
That. How dare you not send that to me immediately?
I forgot. Yeah. I'm sorry. That's
it's okay.
All I can
I forgive
say.
You this. Everybody gets
I'm
one.
Sorry. I got one.
Spider-Man out. But no, I'm excited about Doctor Strange. I think his story is a weird one in the Marvel Universe. I think, first of all, Cumberbatch can play any character just more than adequately. He's an amazing actor. But this particular character thrives on being kind of weird, but also completely he's like the straight man who's weird. And that's Cumberbatch in every movie that he plays. He's like an eccentric, normal person. And that's why I think Doctor Strange in particular is going to be a really cool role for him. It's going to introduce the magical elements of Marvel, which they haven't really talked about yet. It's all been about the science, the Iron Man, the suits, the super soldier serum. But this is the unexplained. This is going to be like... kind of, but he's like,
explain.
No, world science and magic all the same. No, it's like, Doctor Strange is like, no.
Yeah. There's so many movies to talk
go,
about.
Go,
we can't
go,
spend
go.
So much time on right. Sorry, I'm the party killer.
Yeah, party puber.
So, Doctor Strange, Moana. Mm-hmm. Then, here you go.
We went at length.
Spinoff, Rogue One.
That's cool. I'm excited
yes,
about that.
Yes,
Star Wars,
yes,
Rogue
yes,
One.
No Jedis in
yes,
the movie,
yes,
maybe.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I don't know
yes.
anything about this. Do you have anything to say?
Rogue Whitaker. One is about I believe an X-wing fleet, if I'm not mistaken. Or
takes place after the events of A New Hope and follows a group of rebels who try to steal the plans for the Death Star.
Yeah.
The Death
which
Star,
which they briefly mentioned.
Are you okay?
Excuse me. Yeah, they briefly mentioned the many Bothans died to bring us these plans, but this might actually follow that sort of storyline, and I think that's exciting. That's really cool. All the little in-between stories in the Star Wars universe are now going to get some light, and that's what I like, expanded universe.
Do you know what I'm excited about is I feel like just going off the Star Wars thing really quick, all these big female characters.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's all this thing in the news today about their kind of... taking away or trying to phase out the slave Princess Leia toys and costumes and merchandise.
Oh, we'll get to that.
But
that's
I'm excited that there's so many great female characters that are being like leads in the Star Wars movies. Because
it's very exciting. And the whole multi-ethnic pals.
Yes.
I like it.
Beauty and the Beast. Then Guardians of the Galaxy, Dose,
which I'm particularly stoked
about.
It's
in pre-production
I
right
love
now.
Chris Pratt.
Chris Pratt and his friends.
Great. And then Star Wars Episode 8 doesn't have a title yet, but it's going to be
the Force.
May.
It's going to be called The Force Takes a Nap. It wakes and then goes night night.
Then we got Cars 3.
Oh, your favorite.
Then we got Pirates 5.
Oh my snap!
You guys, I love Pirates. Too many Pirates movies. I think we should just.
We might have a reason.
There can never be too many
to
Pirates
like
movies. Love.
And then we have Thor 3.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
Thor 3. I got a Thor 3 from Thane. Thor 3. Too much.
Then we have Coco, the Dia de los Muertos
movie. The
movie
about
from,
chocolate cake.
From Pixar, and then
Black Panther. Yes. A.K.A. Batman without a cape.
I know. I was just thinking, I was like, this looks very strangely like Batman and Deadpool mixed together.
He's a rich, he's a king. And the King of Wakanda.
This is the one I was trying to get to, is gigantic Disney's animated adaptation of Jack and the Beanstalk. When we were talking about, what?
Was it adverb? Was that what you call it?
Oh, yeah. Well, just like Disney loves just having one word adjective titles.
Oh,
now.
Adjectives. That's what
Frozen, Tangled, Brave, Gigantic. Like, come on, guys. We can handle long titles.
More than one word.
No, someone in the comments of the chat was thinking that this was the BFG. Two different movies.
Oh, no.
BFG and Gigantic. Yeah. I believe BFG is live action? I don't
know. Let's not make any claims, Sarah.
Yeah. Okay, but...
if it is live action, you heard it here first.
Here's well.
If not,
don't quote me.
Don't quote us.
Cool thing about Gigantic, it takes place in Spain, so I feel a little cultural representation there. I can now cosplay as Yak and feel like I'm doing my people proud.
I'll do that little girl. the giant girl.
That's weird.
It's gonna have the same music as the Frozen. It's the same Frozen.
Yeah, it's
Frozen.
The Lopez's.
The Lopez's.
They're gonna knock it out of the park.
I didn't like the song they showed at D23.
I liked it. He hated it. It felt like
My Little Man.
It felt like, do you wanna build a snowman?
It was
like annoying in that way.
It's just weird. Like little the song man. Is called My Little Man. Anyway.
All right, and then Avengers sequel.
Avengers 17.
Avengers Infinity War.
Oh, the Infinity Gauntlet. Thanos.
Then another Star Wars spinoff.
Who do you think they're going to cast as Han Solo in the prequel?
Chris Pratt.
Yeah. Ooh. I would doubt.
He's basically Han Solo in Guardians of the Galaxy.
He's basically Han Solo in Jurassic World, too.
Yeah, Chris Pratt is Harrison Ford reincarnated before he's dead.
Toy Story 4, Captain Marvel.
Who do you think they're going to cast as Captain Marvel? Do you think Ronda Rousey's going to get it?
No. She's not a good actress. That's the problem. She's incredible, but she's not a good actress. I'm a big fan of her, though.
X-Men Inhumans.
X-Men Inhumans.
Ugh, I love X-Men.
The Marvel Cinematic Universe's version of X-Men Inhumans.
Yeah, the Inhumans, not X-Men Inhumans. Get that? You have to correct that. Here's the thing. They're calling mutants Inhumans in the Marvelverse on TV. So the theory is that the X-Men will re-enter Marvel through the Inhumans. It's because they can't call people mutants because Fox owns the rights to the X-Men currently. A little fun fact, little tidbit.
Thanks for that.
Moving forward.
My new party trick trivia.
End of
Marvel. That's only good for a couple years.
Three-phase universe with Avengers in Infinity War Part 2, 2019.
Wow, that's so far away.
And then Incredibles 3.
Increíbles 3.
And then Star Wars Episode 9.
Dang.
And then... 4 dates for Untitled Fairy Tales, which have not been announced. The mystery movies will be released.
Did they just announce movies without announcing them?
They're like, we're going to do live action movies like Cinderella, but we don't know which one.
That's impressive.
I bet you they'll do Aladdin.
Aladdin.
Well, I mean, are they the ones we already know about? Genies,
yeah.
Cruella, Mulan,
Bianca and Bernard,
Dumbo. Like, we all know what they are already. We've talked about it.
It's not real.
But they're like, it's a secret. No, it's
a secret. It's on our Wikipedia page.
Regardless, that's a lineup up until 2019. That's a lot of movies.
So much.
That's 30-plus movies coming out in the next 4 years. That is a approximate boatload is what that
I'm gonna
is.
I'm going to be in one of those movies. Just wait and see.
I'm going to be in one of those movies.
Yeah, uh-huh. Let's do it.
We are literally halfway through the show, so let's not dwell on the lineup too much anymore.
That was fun. We got to give our thoughts on the movies.
I would like everyone who's watching to leave in the comments.
Yeah, are you excited? What are you?
Which one we talked about are you most excited for? Leave it in the comments.
Yeah, and don't forget, what's your favorite superhero movie? That's two questions.
We wore Pixar today because there is a lot of Pixar news.
There's some Pixar news in the news. So the first one, let me see, we got...
This is something I'm really excited
about. Yeah, you talk about it. That's your jam.
So Slash Film had an interview with director Peter Stone, who's the director of Good Dinosaur.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really excited about this interview because in it he's like, no. Arlo's supposed to look like harshly cartoony next to the background.
For the uninitiated, there's been this debate that we've done in the last couple shows with the chat room, debating over the fact whether or not you liked that Arlo was so starkly contrasted against the hyper-realistic backgrounds of the Good Dinosaur, and how that could be a little off-putting. And then I mentioned in the last episode how After seeing the trailer, or excuse me, after seeing the footage at Disneyland, he looked a little bit more rendered and he blended a little bit better. He just had a little bit more texture and he seemed to fit a little bit better. But it was a little bit of a concern because it's a little off-putting. He goes into this interview to talk about how the idea of having a stylistic gummy bear-style dinosaur in a gummy bear forest doesn't really have any sort of real... there's no real threat there, right? Like the forest would look soft just like he would. And in this movie... the environment is the obstacle. The environment is the protagonist.
There is no villain.
There's no real villain, right?
Except for nature.
Right. So they needed nature to seem threatening and menacing and dangerous, like he could actually die out there. And so they gave it a harsh reality as opposed to his soft sort of demeanor, which I get. But you can't tell me that you can't have a stylized, scary world. I mean, look at Tim Burton's world. It looked pretty scary.
I know. I just, like, everyone was like, oh, my God, this juxtaposition is too much for me. And I'm like, okay. Pixar literally doesn't do anything without very specific intent.
It wasn't
a mistake.
I get it.
Everyone's like, they weren't thinking about it.
I'm not holding it against the movie. I'm still going to see the movie. I'm still excited. But it is a little bit of a... Well, I mean, the fact that he had to clarify is, you know, proof enough.
Yeah, like people talk about it a lot, but I'm like, they meant it that way.
I know they meant it that way.
I'm
so we'll
mostly
see.
Excited for the background in this movie.
Oh, like, yeah, no,
I,
me too.
I cannot... Because that's what they've developed with this technology for.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So I'm so excited to just see this in IMAX and just take it in.
Look, buckle me in. I'm ready to go for the ride. I'm just saying it is a bit jarring, but you know, I'm sold.
A lot of people seem to be really excited in the chat room about Incredibles 2.
Yeah, because they have good taste. I
love
them.
Beauty and the Beast, yes, I'm there with you. Beauty and the Beast. Give me some Hermione Granger as Belle. And the entire cast is just like all of my favorite actors.
You guys
so.
Are going to have to stop me from talking about Fantastic Beasts in this episode.
Oh my gosh. I was like, I'm not even going to, I can't, we can't get into that.
Did you guys forget this is the unofficial Harry Potter podcast?
Did you hear that there's a new word for muggle?
Oh no.
J.K. Rowling announced that there's a different term for muggles that American wizards use.
Oh, it's colloquialism.
It's colloquialism. Americans don't call them muggles. They call them nomadge.
Nomadge.
Yeah.
Nomadge. I'm into that.
I like that.
Yeah.
It sounds like weird slang.
It's like no magic.
Stupid nomadges.
It's like almost like text like words.
Next time I come like into the house and you're late or like there's some sort of conflict, I'm like, you filthy little nomadge.
Oh my god.
Can I say that?
No.
No, mudblood would be the
I know, but I wanted
Muggle
to use nomadge.
Nomadges.
I wanted to use nomadge.
But it brings up all these questions because, like, there's American wizards and now there's an American wizard in Congress and like
of course there's American wizards.
Oh my god, what's this government like? Anyway. Pixar.
Focus.
We'll take it.
What do we got, Leo?
We recently got some released images of the unreleased emotions that were supposed to be used in the movie Inside Out. Mm-hmm. And they included some other emotions like greed and envy and love. And some of those images are up on the internet now. They were released.
My favorite is... frustration or irritation.
Irritation like, is
can
my
you imagine
favorite
this,
too.
Like,
no, he looks irritated.
Ball of like
he makes
anger.
Me irritated yeah. by looking at him.
Yeah. Shame and embarrassment.
What ended up happening was they took these emotions and they sort of just kind of lumped them in. Like originally, envy was green because it's the green-eyed monster, and they put it into disgust, which disgust doesn't really embody envy, but she kind of has that same attitude. If you look at the drawings. Mm-hmm.
Obviously, hope kind of made her way
joy.
Into joy.
Yeah, and what's the gloom is sadness, clearly.
Yeah, shame and disgust. Or
well, so they just lumped them up. Anger looked irritated.
Mm-hmm. He does. But it just goes to show that the simplicity of emotions is what ended up selling the movie. But honestly, it would be cool if they do a sequel and another emotion is revealed later on because she's gone through puberty. She's becoming older and kind of...
Angst.
Yeah.
Teen angst.
Angst.
I would love it.
That would be amazing.
Would be awesome. Yeah.
But they allude in the article that love is a possibility because now she has the ability to fall in love as opposed to love her parents.
Oh, Riley's first date.
Yeah, Riley's first date.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
So since everyone's so excited about Incredibles 2, do you want to tell them the news?
That the composer has been announced for the music.
And
it is the same composer who did the music for Star Trek, which...
And Incredibles 1.
Yeah, and I was like, you mean the same guy that they had before?
Yeah, but I'm more excited about the fact that...
And...
He's
the
now
most
had.
Famous like Pixar movie score
yeah,
of all time.
I get
up.
It, and I love it, but now he's got Star Trek in between.
All right.
He's stepped up his game after stepping up his game. You know what I'm saying?
It's Michael Giacchino. you know, he's one who has...
Oh, is he the one who did...
Up.
That's not a song.
No, that's the song.
Just kidding. I hate you. I'm just kidding. Good Lord, these girls.
Very exciting.
Angst.
Yeah. Can I take some a moment?
Angst. I just made it.
Take a moment to plug something.
Yeah. Please.
So, Jim Henson Company is releasing a Thanksgiving movie.
The Turkeys.
The Turkeys.
Voiced by Ludacris.
It's not voiced by Ludacris. Ludacris is a narrator. So I work there, first of all. And they have this movie coming out for Thanksgiving, and it's really cute, and it's based off of a script that Jim Henson wrote that they just didn't find for years, and they found it, and now they're making it, which is super cool. And it's, like, puppets and creatures and, like, classic Henson-y stuff. And Michael Giacchino did the score.
Oh, that's pretty cool. That is really cool.
Remind me. When
he's the same guy who did the Star Trek.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. He did Star Trek. He, like, moved up in the world and did Star Trek.
No, he moved out of this
remember,
world.
Remember, he did
Star
Up,
Trek.
Which was amazing.
And Turkey joke. Hollow.
I waited on Ludacris at the restaurant I work at, and I asked him about Turkey Hollow.
Really?
I have a funny story to tell you.
I can't wait. He's like, this day is called for America Code 626.
Oh, my God. He's so funny.
Fast and Furious.
All right.
These turkeys are too fast. We can't even catch them. So they're not going to end up on our Thanksgiving plate. They're too fast and too furious, which I like to say five fast, five furious, because who knows what sequel they're on now.
Live action.
Moving on to live action.
Yay.
We had. Okay, so now we're going to go back to those movies that we were announcing earlier. And I remember that tidbit I left for you guys to just sort of marinate on.
Taste.
We're going back to that. Alice, Through the Looking Glass, there was a teaser. Really, it's crazy. There are literally trailers for trailers.
Now. Yeah, teasers for trailers.
Inception, trailerception.
And since we all talked, like two more were released.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah,
I didn't even know that two more were released
in like the last like hour.
In the last
no,
four
like
hours
in the last day.
Oh.
Well, the one I saw was basically Alice opens a door. And like a dummy doesn't look where she's going and falls out the door.
And
just tumbles and tumbles and tumbles and tumbles. And she's falling down the rabbit hole. But it's not. It's just the sky. And that's it. That's all we got. That's what I saw. Did you see the other ones that were released?
Yeah, there's one with like a heart. It's like the Queen of Hearts castle. And it's just like.
But that's it. Nothing.
Yeah. It's okay. Like just
they're
the
like
castle.
Little like flashes.
Yeah. It's really interesting because it's like.
They're like 5 seconds long.
It just blows my mind that is what they release. You know, it's not enough to put the news out there. You have to put a completely out of context scene.
Someone says the full trailer is coming out tomorrow.
Oh, is
yeah,
that what it is?
It is. Mm-hmm.
Well, then I'm pumped about that.
So it was like teasing like days up to it.
Okay, I see. It's interesting because there's a lot of trailers coming out this weekend. I wonder if this is like the weekend to release.
Spectre.
Well, that's
it's coming out.
Yeah, it's coming out. But we get the World of Warcraft trailer on Friday as well.
That'll be exciting.
Which I'm excited about. Sarah, we don't all only like Disney.
You know what? Okay, everyone watching this show.
In the chat room, how many of you are excited about the World of Warcraft movie?
Disney movie news.
Oh, yeah? Just so you know, there are tons of Disney references in World of Warcraft. FYI.
Oh, my God.
BT dub.
So funny, Leo. You're so funny.
GTO.
I'm just laughing thinking about our panel that we had last weekend. anyway.
Do you think we're going to get the Fantastic Beast trailer this
real
weekend?
Real quick. Who cares?
Who cares?
This is the Disney movie news. We don't talk about that.
But Disney fans actually do like Harry Potter. They don't.
And no Disney fans.
No. But like, there's a big crossover, and there's probably a smaller crossover to World of Warcraft.
Yeah, not really.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
Literally, there are 5.5 million active users on World of Warcraft.
Tomorrow at peak time, do one of those Twitter polls and ask, and we're going to ask our Disney.
See, look, they like it. They like it. Me. Yep.
Nope. Sorry, Leo, nope.
You're reading the one that says nope.
Yep.
There's like 50
they all
yeses.
They say no.
No.
No, they're all wrong.
Moving on, Leo. Moving on. The chat room has spoken.
Oh, Leo.
It's cool, guys. You can't come over to my game nights. It's all.
I'm excited for you.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for the pity excitement. Moving on. What other news?
What do you guys think about? Can I ask you guys what your opinion is on the kind of the new look of Alice and kind of the images that we have seen about Through the Looking Glass?
I'm not even familiar. It looks
here,
like
look
the
at
same.
Her dress.
Oh, yeah, but, I mean,
different.
She looks like the Mad Hatter now. It's basically
yeah, no,
where
exactly,
I went.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wonder if, like she's going to finally give up on the real world. You know what I mean? And it's like her real world is Wonderland, and she comes to the reality to just escape Wonderland.
Do you think Jafar is going to show up?
Well, I think his cousin Janir might.
Janir?
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody watched Once Upon a Time in Wonderland. I did.
I watched like two episodes of that.
I loved Jafar's Jerry Curl.
I was like into it for a second.
How about Merlin though, guys? How about Marilyn at Once Upon a Time? How
oh my
about
god, that? He's so hot. Dreamy.
He's such a dreamboat.
Oh my
he's
god.
He's casting a spell
like,
over
dang,
me.
You're not watching Marilyn. Once Upon a Time, you're missing out on some good
guys,
Merlin.
The story is
although I'm
whack.
A hooker for life. Hooker for life.
The story is wacky dacky, but.
Gone are the days of a bearded old Merlin man.
Now he's a young, savvy.
He's tall,
sexy.
Dark, and handsome.
Mm-hmm.
All right, calm down. It's all about Hook.
There's something that happened this week that's really exciting for me.
Yeah, go into
probably
this.
For everybody.
Yeah. I love this. This is so
cool. It's just like cool. Mm-hmm. There is a lost Disney cartoon that they're going to screen next month.
Was it lost? That's my question. Who left it under the bed? Like, where was it lost?
Okay. But here's the thing. It's featuring Oswald the Lucky Rabbit. Mm. And so, like, Disney lost Oswald for so long. Yeah. So, like...
It literally was somewhere else, not Disney property.
Yeah.
Well, it's still technically... I don't think...
They had to restore it, too.
Yeah. But I don't think Oswald is still not Disney property.
No, they got him back.
They did?
Yeah, that's why he's a character in the parks and everything.
Yeah, they have a character you can meet of Oswald in the parks.
Slightly terrifying.
And his hat. He's great.
He freaks me out a little bit.
No, he's awesome.
He's
he's a great guy. I had him for dinner the other night.
I didn't
have him for dinner. He came over.
He came game night.
We didn't play WoW because, I mean, even I don't play WoW. Just appreciate it. You guys have appreciation.
This is huge historical significance, though. This is really
cool.
So
it hasn't been screened in 87 years. It was made in 1928. Same year as Steamboat Willie, guys. Mm-hmm. Long-lost 6-minute film, and it's going to be screened in London next month.
Mm, that's interesting.
87 years. I think it's just so cool just being such a history buff.
Yeah.
Like, that Disney drew that when he was, like, in his, like, early 20s and, like, did like created that. That's, like,
27.
That is, like, his... This is like basically Mickey Mouse's grandpa.
Well, that's literally Oswald is the embodiment of like animation legacy.
Yeah.
You know, he's gone through more than any other animated character, even more than Disney. I mean, having been thrown around and now he's back. I mean, Mickey is obviously like the symbol of animation, but Oswald, he predates him. And he's back at his side. And he's in Epic Mickey, so it just shows, mm-hmm. you know, he's a leading man.
I like him.
I want to see all the Disney, all the Mickey classics remade with Oswald now, like the Three Musketeers. You know, I want to see it with like Oswald
instead
and
of
like,
Donald because I can't understand a word he says.
I wonder. I would love Donald. To see a modernized characterization of Oswald.
I think
like because Mickey's kind of turned into this we have a modern Mickey different. Now. I want to see a modern
like?
Oswald.
No, you know what I really want to see is I want to see like early '90s Mickey version of Oswald. You know when Mickey was wearing like green collared shirts unbuttoned and like red pants, like just weird Mickey, and he had like way animated features before they toned him back to like the black dots. I want to see that version of Oswald. It's just gonna look super funky. Somebody
send
go draw
us,
that.
You guys. Yeah, draw
that's
that.
My challenge to you. Your homework this week. Next Wednesday, we're gonna post the best version of '90s Oswald.
Yeah,
that is submitted to us.
You can submit it to us via iTunes or YouTube, so make sure you follow, like, and keep us going.
Yeah, and shout out to the reviews on iTunes. Thank you guys for leaving those. We really, really appreciate them. We do read them. So thanks for the love. But where are we in the news? How are we looking
can, we can. I guess we can go back to Star Wars for you.
Yay!
You want
I already
talk?
Have my costume picked out for the premiere.
You want
to
talk about
you the do? Movie? Well, you know, a lot of places aren't going to that piece of news. You know, a lot of places aren't allowing costumes, or at least not masks.
I just need to bring my lightsaber.
That's like one of the big ones. You have to make sure your theater allows it because lightsabers,
arc light, I'll
masks,
kill you.
And sometimes costumes are being banned
because of all the danger.
Because it's going to be a huge, huge ordeal.
And it breaks my. This is what makes me really so.
This
angry.
Is why we can't
You've
have
taken,
nice things.
Yeah, people, crazy people have taken away. Movies for
it's obviously
they have.
Scary.
So angry.
It is
scary,
and it's validated. I get it. But just be careful what you wear. Just saying.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I'm going to be Kit Fisto. So
Kit Fisto? You're going to have tentacles hanging off your head?
No, I'm going to do a bunch of braids and then spray my hair green.
All right. Calm down.
Don't mess with my cosplay.
I like Kit Fisto. You know, his lightsaber is specially built so that it can ignite underwater. Did you
know
that?
It's green, too. Oh so.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I'm very excited.
Someone this week was like, wow, I thought I liked Star Wars, but then I heard Leo talking about it.
Who said that?
I don't remember.
Okay.
Someone I know.
Someone you know?
Oh, do you know who does love Star Wars, though? This awesome guy. Who is very, very sick. Mm-hmm. And his, I don't know if you guys have seen this in the
Daniel
news.
Fleetwood.
Daniel, on social media. But his wish is to see Star Wars before he passes away.
His, make-a-wish.
Yeah, his make-a-wish. He was given 2 months to live back in July, but he's
persevered.
Still alive. And I heard it's happening. I heard that they are going to let him see it.
Yeah, they started a campaign called Force for Daniel.
Yeah, hashtag Force for Daniel.
And it was retweeted by, what's his name, Boyega?
Everybody wants it. Mark Hamill wants
Mark
to
Hamill
see it.
And Carrie Fisher, everybody.
It's tough because I understand that, like, there's probably a lot of people who...
Yeah, but it says Make-A-Wish. That's the difference.
I know. Like, I mean, people... But, like, it is a little bit opening a can of worms, but I still want him to be able to see it.
I want him to be able to see it.
I really want him to
Why not
be able
just
to see
let...
It.
At this point... Like, it would be pretty messed up if he didn't, you know?
Oh, they have to let him. Like, how could they not let him see it?
Well, not only him. I mean, hey, but just have a whole showing
for
Make-A-Wish people.
I agree. And it's really interesting, too, because even his girlfriend was saying, she's like, we didn't expect it to get this out of control. And every day that he lives, he's in extreme pain. And she doesn't only want him to live just so that he can live long enough to see this movie. But she's just, like, happy that there's enough crowd support and that people are behind this. And it's, you know, it's bringing awareness to the general public about these sort of conditions and things like that. So that in itself is a reward. But let's be real. We really want him to see that. We're mm-hmm. pushing for him. So that's what we're talking about in the show additionally. I'm sure it'll happen. But, you know, you guys, throw some words out there.
Yeah.
Force for Daniel. Hashtag Force for Daniel.
Mm-hmm. Tweet it out.
Tweet it out. Raise that awareness.
I think it'll happen.
I think it will happen. And hopefully the Force is strong with him. So,
obviously is. And he has, if you've seen interviews with him too, he has such
a good guy.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
It seems like they have, I mean, and his girlfriend seems super sweet, so.
Mm-hmm.
But, that's. I mean, I know it's a little sad, but it's also a happy thing. We've got people surprising.
Save that for last.
That's last. That's going last.
We've got to do an intense discussion but we've got, about bikinis.
We've got to get into, let's get real serious here, guys. Bikinis. It's the number one problem in America today. There's been some rumors, only rumors, that Disney will be discontinuing any likeness of the Slave Leia
action
portrayal at all. Not just on action figures, but in T-shirts, which is a big deal, not only because, you know, like, they're removing an iconic image from merchandising, but because they've already included it in so much. I mean, they've even put Minnie in Slave Leia
clothing.
Yeah,
they have. They put Minnie in Slave
Leia. That's a big deal. She's been everywhere, and it's such a popular, again, iconic figure. And it's also very interesting because going forward with Force Awakens, she's not even the center of attention anymore. Right, it's not even about Slave Leia. There's going to be a whole new cast of characters and merchandising and stuff.
It
and still
hasn't
going back.
Been about Slave Leia for
it's never
years.
Been.
Well, it was one movie.
The argument that they're placing is that, or that they're sort of leaning on, is the fact that Slave Leia for a long time was Hasbro's only incarnation of Leia action figures, which, by the way, isn't true, because I personally own many different versions, especially the Bounty Hunter Princess Leia and the Hoth Princess Leia. Like, I own those figures, so that claim is a little unjustified, in my opinion. But, I mean, whatever reasons it may be, it's still only a rumor. Now, J. Scott Campbell, who is a very famous comic book artist, one of my favorites, said that there is a push over at Marvel Comics to not ever draw her, not only not in the bikini, but in any sort of sexually suggestive poses. So that supports the claim, but in no way validates it. So I'm just...
I mean, it's crazy because, like, months ago, I was listening to the radio and there was some guy who's causing a fuss over there being Slave Leia action figures somewhere that he had his daughters at. And, like, this is the first I'd ever heard of someone being mad about Slave Leia. And now it's, like, a huge thing all of a sudden.
It's so weird.
It's, like, it's so funny because I feel like kids these days, they have access to everything.
Which is funny because kids those days,
that
was their
movie.
Sexual icon.
Yes.
And I don't see anybody, like, suffering any sort of damages or circumstances because they grew up with Slave Leia. Now she's, like, literally how many years old? Like, 40 years old? Like,
I mean, come on. Look at Princess Jasmine. Yeah. When Jafar has slave Princess Jasmine. Like,
look at Ariel. She's literally
Ariel.
In a bikini.
Yes.
She's swimming around.
Well, yeah,
she's actually naked.
People talk
from the chest down.
People talk
she's a fish. That's her biology.
The idea of her being like a slave, you know, and it being like indicative of her being a slave, which is like not something that should be glorified. Mm. And I'm just like, I don't know. I'm just like, what is the point of limiting merchandise when it's in the movie? Like, it's like you can't take it out of the movie.
Right.
Like, I guess it's just, like, promoting it, but I'm just, like, always going to be
but
one
not promoting
like,
slavery.
I know.
You know what I mean? Like,
it's
in no way, shape, or form
are they
doing
that.
It's
one scene in one movie, and it's like, come on, people. There's so many worse things going on in the world. Why are we all worried about Slave Leia?
Someone said, why not? Carrie Fisher and Leia's hot.
She is.
Props to her. You know what I mean?
Like, I'm like, I'm always just going to be someone who's like, there's literally nothing shameful about bodies.
There's
why
not.
Are we
stop
so weird
body
about
shaming
bodies?
The bikinis. Cosplay it up. Buy the action figures. Whatever. I mean... it is what it is, but that's the news that's out there for that particular topic. Like I said, it's just a rumor. It's not, but there's a lot of talk. Like right now, Slave Leia is like, for whatever reason, the hot button. But I'm saying we put the kibosh on it, we throw it out, we just move on with our lives and stop worrying about a fictional character that never existed, except maybe 25, 30 years ago in the movie.
And Carrie Fisher worked hard for that body. Yeah. She looked great.
She was
and you go.
Iconic
you go,
for
Carrie
it.
Fisher. You go.
Don't
Slave
take that
Leia.
Away from her. But one last piece of news, still in the Star Wars universe.
Yeah, it happened like today.
Yes,
it happened today. We caught
it
just before coming in. But the official Force Awakens posters were released.
Character
posters were released. Not all of them. Everybody's still pretty pumped up about Mark Hamill's Luke Skywalker, which still hasn't been revealed, not even in the official poster art. But the character posters have been revealed. And who do we have amongst them? We have Han Solo. We have
Princess
Leia. Yeah. We have Kylo Ren. What is Boyega's character's name? What's it? I can't even remember.
I think we do have Luke Skywalker in there.
No, he's not in
there. That's him.
That's not.
He
get
went
out
to
here.
The dark side.
Get out of here, Reddit.
I'm sorry. No. He went to the dark side,
he did
and
not.
That's
Luke,
him right there.
Luke is
we
the
have Luke
epitome
in there.
Of good. You can't
he
make him.
He is not.
He is. He's like he's
Yoda
the
even said.
One.
I don't even. Yoda even said he did not finish his training, and I did. I read this whole thing.
No, he didn't finish his training at the time, and so they were worried. But he does come back because he goes, "No more training do you require," and then he dies. He's literally done. And then
he's
goes,
like,
he goes,
I've given up
he's
on
like,
you.
He's like,
you've already
that's when he goes, so
side.
I am a Jedi. And he goes, oh, and he like laughs at him. And he's like, no, you still have like one more trial, and that's to face your father. And he faces his father, doesn't turn to the dark side because he's so good, and is able to defeat the dark side because he embodies the light so well.
I'm going to send you this little article I read today.
Yeah, but you know, there's so many. Okay, well, there's another one saying, so all the posters, all of the characters have one of their eyes covered by something. So, like Kylo Ren has the red lightsaber, John Boyega's character has the blue lightsaber, Han Solo has his blaster, Carrie Fisher has like the Hoth screens, the little digital thing, it goes over her eyes. And what they're saying is, what if Luke Skywalker's missing an eye? And that if that
foreshadowing
theory,
through
that's
posters.
What I'm saying, like you can make a theory for literally everything, so no matter what you send me, I will never in a million years buy that Luke Skywalker is a bad guy.
Well,
never
wait till December 17th.
Yeah,
I know you're going to see it before me,
you
but
you want to put some money on this?
You could, you want to
here in front of the internet?
Oh,
you call it because I'm a hundo P down. Hundo P.
Let me just sleep on it. And
oh, no. None of that. You got
how much? What do you want? Not money. That's put
something
some, else down on it. Something else down.
In the next week, something's going to come out, and you're like, well, we didn't bet on it.
No, that's fine. I'll put something else down, a different bet.
Okay.
That in this movie, Luke will be bad.
Okay.
And that's why he's not any
that's
of the
cute.
Things.
That's cute.
Okay, what do you... What's the bet?
What do you...
Do you want to control...
I love how when you guys like talk about Star Wars, like all the footage is just me like... I'm excited. I just like literally have nothing to say.
I want to know what let the chat room make some.
Whoever loses comes dressed as Slave Leia.
Oh,
yes.
So down. I just all right.
So down.
I'll find a costume.
I'm like, do both of you have access to a costume?
I'll find one. As a matter of fact,
Disney-bound Slave Leia.
For everyone's sake out there, I hope that she's right, but unfortunately, I will not be wearing a Slave Leia outfit. But I wouldn't mind. I wouldn't mind showing off my
you
Batman chest.
Oh, I'm like, well, you have to if you lose.
I will do it, but I'm not going to lose. It's
you gotta.
Fine.
You
that's
gotta.
A good bet. Let's shake on that right here. Ugh. On the internet. Sold.
It's
in front of all 33 live viewers.
Someone says Sarah is me.
Sarah is you.
I'm like,
meh. Sarah just World of Warcrafted out of that one.
What's your favorite poster of the
of
all
the new
five?
Ones?
Of the new ones?
It's weird because I actually really like the lightsaber ones. I like Carrie Fisher's as well, but I just think that like it's still surreal to me to see Han Solo old. I like it, but it's like
it's crooked
such a
nose.
Trip. Yeah, no. But I'm gonna go with the Boyega.
I think
it's funny
because
I can't remember
his
real
name.
That's probably it's right up there for me. Who's? Oh, hers is pretty cool. Yeah,
isn't hers really cool?
Yeah, I really did hers a lot. As a matter of fact, I kind of want to make that my Facebook default of me.
In that, like,
yeah, with the lasers,
yeah.
I think
like
I might have to do that.
Darkest.
But that's it. That brings us to the conclusion of all of our Disney movie news.
Still got a couple of minutes.
So I'm just saying, that's the end of our news. Oh. Any thoughts?
Any questions in the chat room? Anybody
yeah,
in the
chat
room want to...
Yeah.
What are,
do some
so
Q&A.
We got some. We've already thrown some questions out there. What was your favorite? What movie are you most excited about? What's your favorite superhero movie? What's your favorite Star Wars poster? Let's go with that one.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, what class did you pick in World of Warcraft? That's
oh
another.
My God.
It's another one. Do you play Hearthstone? That's also World of Warcraft related.
Someone goes, people age, Leo.
I'm not saying I dislike them. It's just, it's like such a shock that it's not my, like, I don't see the poster.
Harrison Ford is still a bae.
He's still a bae. I'm not going to deny that. And he's still married to Ally McBeal, which is cool.
Ally McBeal. I love Harrison Ford.
Who doesn't really? Who doesn't love Chris Pratt? Let's be honest. Jar Jar's not the bad. Yeah, someone's gonna say that. There was like this another theory that Jar Jar went through like super intense dark side training, and he's actually Kylo behind the mask. Oh, I'm like,
no, Luke.
It's not Luke.
It's Luke.
It's not Luke.
Luke is gonna be bad in the movie.
Han's poster.
That's
definitely.
That's what the bet is, though. Luke is bad in the movie.
Luke's not bad.
Okay, we'll see. Han Solo poster is King's Portcal. That's his favorite poster. Beauty and the Beast. People keep saying Beauty and the Beast.
What Pixar movie is your favorite? And which are you most excited for also?
Thanks, Four Cousins Productions.
The gears of my head are turning.
Finding Nemo.
The only situation in which Luke Skywalker could be bad.
Oh, my God.
What's your favorite Pixar movie?
The only scenario.
Just let him finish because he's not going to stop.
Is that he didn't go bad. He just saw the forest as something else. And decided to try to... But no, he's good. Sorry, it doesn't
he's
work.
He's bad.
All right, my favorite Pixar movie is Wall-E. Yeah, I'm most excited for Good Dinosaur. I'm excited for Incredibles 2, but, like, I will always rather have an original than a sequel, no matter what. I'm more excited for Good Dinosaur.
Someone just give a shout-out to Pirates of the Caribbean. They're excited about it. And you know what? More power to you, because I'm excited about it, too.
Well, they've given it long enough time that this one's bound to be good.
It's doing the full rotation.
Yeah. If they bring Orlando Bloom back, I'm in. Because I love me some Will Turner.
Oh, my God, Leo.
I used to have a giant poster of him on my... I had a whole Orlando Bloom wall when I was a kid.
Who didn't, though? That Legolas life.
Oh, I had that one, too. That's great.
He was dreamy. I knew someone that bought Lord of the Rings only after they saw the movie and only went and read all the Legolas scenes. They, like, went to the appendix or whatever it was.
Silmarillion.
My favorite Pixar movie is Finding Nemo, and I'm most excited for Finding Dory because Dory is my favorite Pixar character.
And it feels like a very
besides
honest,
Doug.
Doesn't it feel like a very honest sequel, like a natural sequel? Doesn't
yes,
it feel forced?
It does.
I really dig it.
It does.
My favorite Pixar movie is probably The Incredibles. I'm a big superhero fan, obviously, and Wall-E. Those are my top two. Because I like robots and superheroes.
What are you most excited for?
What am I most excited for? Incredibles, too. Oh. Yeah.
Which one are you?
Because now
most
they're a team. Like the whole family. The family's like an active team now. Mm. And I can't wait to see them fight.
I'm excited about Good Dinosaur. I'm most excited for Beauty and the Beast.
No, Pixar, though.
Oh, Pixar movie, most excited. Oh, I already said that. Finding Dory.
Mm-hmm.
I love Ellen DeGeneres. She's my fave.
I want to give a quick shout out to Simply Becky for liking my Jack Sparrow Halloween costume. Yeah. Thank you.
It was a good one. Opinion on new Mary Poppins. Oh, that's another thing, pros. Opinion.
Oh, yeah.
Alicia
what do you think about
Noble
that?
Wants to know about new Mary Poppins.
No, what do I think?
About yeah, I want to
tell
know
me
you
what you
think
about
that.
I think it's unnecessary.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason.
Well,
they've been getting really into Mary Poppins lately. Like almost all aspects of the Disney company. Like they did Saving Mr. Banks, and they have been like bringing a lot of Mary Poppins stuff into the parks. They like did the whole refurb with Jolly Holiday Bakery. Mm-hmm. Like they're like adding all of this. You know, they have the whole section of the Sensational Parade with Mary Poppins in it. What?
The chat room is making me laugh because everybody's like, Ratatouille 2. Like, everybody's talking about Ratatouille 2. And I'm like, what are they going to call it? Ratatouille. Dessert.
Ratatouille.
Dessert.
So it's just like they have a weird fascination with Mary Poppins right now, but they didn't need to touch it. It's like going to be weird.
I feel like they're going to cast Kristen Bell as Mary Poppins. Have you seen the Funny or Die video of her?
Yes, I have. I heard that Emily Blunt is the front runner.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Really?
Emily Blunt.
It's got to be a Brit. If it's not a Brit.
If you don't, get out of my face.
But really, I want Joseph Gordon-Levitt to play Bert.
Oh my gosh, that is
and
the best!
With the Dick Van Dyke accent. Like the terrible Cockney accent.
Hello, Mary.
Mary.
It's game to see you today.
Jolly,
oh my god!
I want my ringtone to be you doing Bert.
No,
like when I get a call, I just want to hear.
Jolly,
pick up your telly, Leo Camacho.
Someone is super.
Oh my god!
Vocal about Disneyland
Dance
news.
Girl.
Disneyland news.
They want to know about when Muppet Vision 3D is going to come back instead of the Frozen show that replaced it.
Well, I'm sure it's going to come soon enough because as soon as they start the new Frozen, like when Frozen takes over Aladdin, I feel like they're not going to have two Frozen.
Yeah, so it's like, here's the Aladdin theater, here's the Frozen sing-along. Are they going to keep both as a Frozen thing, or are they going to turn the Frozen theater back into Muppet Vision or back into something else?
I don't think it'll be Muppet Vision. I feel like they're going to take... They have so many, obviously, new movies coming out right now. I think they'll turn it into something like Moana.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not going to take... Muppets isn't going
to
take priority.
You're going to have to go to Walt Disney World to see Muppet Vision 3D.
Yeah.
Because they still have it there.
And it's still as awkward as ever. I love it.
Let's just, like, update that 3D. It's pretty nauseating.
It is. And Sweetums is the only one you actually see. And oh, my God. Pretty odd.
Oh, that's not Sweetums.
Oh, look at people are making funny things about Rat Tat.
I know. I want you guys to tweet at Mr. Leo Zombie all of the names that you think the sequel to Ratatouille should be called.
Ratatouille.
That's going to be amazing.
Oh, they're discounting Aladdin tickets, apparently.
Discontinuing.
What? Oh, discontinuing.
Oh, it's like, they were free. How much? They're going to pay me to see it now.
Oh, I'm going to go to New York Broadway see Aladdin for discount tickets.
Dude,
I
need to see it. I haven't seen any. I've never seen a Disney Broadway performance. So let's go to New York. Let's do it.
Well, Beauty and the Beast is at the Pantages right now.
Let's go. Okay.
Let's go.
Okay.
Also, like, isn't Lion King coming soon?
Lion King gets here every year.
Yeah, but I've never seen.
And Lion King. I would go see Beauty and the Beast with you guys in a heartbeat.
No,
that was the first Broadway show I ever saw.
By when? When do I have to see it by?
Like next week.
Okay, let's go in the next week. No, we have 2 weeks.
We have 2 weeks.
Maybe next. Let me know if you feel like it. Yeah, because I need to see it. As a matter of fact,
you do because it's phenomenal. And Gaston in the stage show. I know the best. He's the best.
Nobody says no to Gaston.
Dude, can you just do that?
I just don't deserve you.
Gaston is amazing, though. Like, right? I mean, he's the best.
He's very good looking.
He's very
hairy. Knows. what else we got? What else? Watch Lion King. Yeah, I plan on seeing Lion King.
How have you never seen a Disney Broadway show?
First of all,
do you have a favorite one? I've only seen Lion King.
That's it. I watched Little Mermaid on YouTube.
Oh, God. You know what's funny? I've never seen it, but I've seen enough clips from it that I feel like I've seen it.
I honestly, like, don't like most of that.
The Broadway one?
I'm, like, not into, like, hearing different versions of the songs and hearing songs that aren't in the movie.
Sarah,
like, I'm not down for it.
On Pandora, whenever, like, when the Broadway comes up, skip.
Not
thumbs down. Not about it. Sarah's favorite Broadway performance is Mickey and the Magical Mouse.
Oh, my God.
If we all believe in the world's
Can we go see Mickey and the Magical Map on Sunday?
We always see Mickey and the Magical Map. How dare you even suggest it? It's amazing.
I've never seen it. I'm very excited.
Yeah, we're going to blow your mind with that
one. I'm so excited.
Dude, it's going to change your life. For real.
Be sure you're following us on Instagram. Because we're going to Disneyland this weekend.
Yeah, guys. So on Instagram, I'm at Mr. Leo Zombie, Mr. Leo Zombie. Make sure you follow me on Twitter, Mr. Leo Zombie. Sarah?
Sarah Snitch on Twitter and Instagram. I'm Sarah Snitch on YouTube and Thingamavlogs with Leo on YouTube.
And I'm Keaton Markey on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook.
Spell your last name.
Marchi, like Markey.
Markey, I love it. I always ask her to do that just for that. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with us on this episode of Disney Movie News. We had a nice, like you said, a nice little fat nugget of news for you guys today to chew on. And please tune in next week when we have some more for you.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.